Éclairage. Une émission de la rédaction de Canal Académie. On retrouve Françoise Thibault.
Dans le cadre d'éclairage, nous recevons aujourd'hui Judith Gardam, qui est australienne et qui est professeure à l'Université d'Adélaïde, qui est très connue pour des ouvrages et des recherches sur le droit des conflits armés, en particulier la situation des femmes au sein des conflits armés. Good afternoon, Judith.
Good afternoon, Françoise.
We are very glad to receive you because we have not a lot of Australian in Éclairage, and you are a specialist about protection of civilians in wars. And you think, and you wrote, that women have a special place in wars. Can you explain us that situation?
Thank you, Françoise. I did my doctoral work on the protection of civilians in armed conflict, on civilians generally. And whilst I was studying the legal position, I became aware that the protection of women in the law was somewhat neglected. So very shortly after I finished my doctoral work, I started to focus on the position of women, and there was nothing written. And over the years, I thought it was important to see whether there are any differences between how women experienced armed conflict as opposed to how men experienced armed conflict, and whether the law took notice of this and had provisions that dealt with the situation of women. My argument has never been that women suffer in any way. It's worse for them than men. That has never been my argument. My argument is that their experience is quite different because their experience of life in terms of their cultural experiences is quite different. And the law was developed by men, understandably, to take account of the experience of men. And to some extent, women disappeared. And so it was for many years I have worked in the hope that there might be some legal developments that recognise this, and this has started to take place.
So do you think the laws, and especially the international laws, are not sufficient for women and their protection? We have to do special laws and rules for protection of women in conflicts?
Well, what I would say is that, generally speaking, I don't think there are sufficient protections for all classes of people caught up in armed conflict. But I think it's definitely the case that some experiences of women are not covered by the law as it stands. This is a controversial position, and it is not one that is shared by the establishment, if you like. But I think I have demonstrated in my work by identifying situations that are particular to women and then asking where is the law that deals with this, and there is no law. So I can, even against considerable opposition, I still argue that we need more laws, not special laws, not special treatment for women. I don't believe in that, but just deal with all situations that naturally occur during and after armed conflict, so it is equal.
Yeah, wars are done to fight, and women suffer fighting, no?
Well, everybody caught up in armed conflict suffers. When you look at the situation, it tends to be men who are killed or prisoners of war in armed conflict. And there are many, many provisions of the law that deal with this, and it is taken very seriously, particularly in relation to prisoners of war. But women live out their lives very differently. They are not, generally speaking, combatants. They are, generally not speaking, prisoners of war. But they still have to live with the conflict and the consequences of it.
When we prepared that interview, we remarked that the gate fence between civilians and soldiers are disappearing.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Because the war was done for specialists and
yes,
and warriors.
Yes.
And it's going on, it's disappearing.
Yes. Well, I think this has been a problem for a long time now. As you say, in previous time, armed conflict was between standing armies, the military, civilians were always affected, but not to the extent that they are now, because the majority of conflicts in the world today are civil, not international. They are not between states, they are civil within states. And because of the nature of internal conflict, it is almost impossible to distinguish between civilians and combatants. So this makes it extremely difficult to protect civilians. And of course, we see the results in the world today in many situations.
Yes, we see that, for example, in Afghanistan or Pakistan, yes, in Value, yes, where soldiers make administration somewhere very often, and civilians are fighting.
Yes, it's true, yes. The division between civilians and combatants is, in my opinion, very frequently quite unworkable. You cannot draw that distinction because the methods of combat in these particular conflicts involve the combatants hiding themselves within the civilian population. They move in and out of the civilian population so that the ordinary military forces of the other side, the armies, the traditional armies, can't tell who is a civilian and who is a combatant. And the result is that civilians are often targeted.
I understand very well. What do you think about that notion of human shield?
Well, it's used frequently by guerrilla fighters in that type of warfare. It is against the law. It's easy to say that it is against the law, but it is a very effective technique. But that doesn't absolve the other party from attempting always to distinguish between civilians and combatants. It sounds good in theory, but in practice, of course, it is very difficult, and you always have frequent failures to abide by the law in such situations.
Can you be considered like a feminist?
I certainly can be considered a feminist.
So what do you think about the 9th of May, the Woman Day?
Well, I suppose, Françoise, in a sense I would like every day to be Women's Day, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
A lot of feminists, I think, perhaps think that it's just a symbol, that in fact it is not a particularly good idea because people say, all right, you've got your day, everything's fine. But I think that it's still important and it gives us an opportunity to stop and think about the issues. And I think today it is even more important because I think in a sense that the position of women is going backward. I think feminism is no longer very popular, or à la mode.
À la mode.
Yes,
but that ONU Day, it permits to focus,
yes,
about the situation,
yes,
of a lot of women in the world.
Indeed, it does. It gives us an opportunity to stop and think about things, and hopefully some progress is made in the rest of the year.
So, have you an opinion about women who are soldiers?
I think, Françoise, that is their choice.
You told me that violence is never a solution.
I believe very strongly that violence is not the solution. And I guess in my work, in some ways, I try to mitigate the effect of violence. But I feel quite strongly that this is never the solution. I believe the solution to all differences is dialogue. But I can't sit here and say to women, you cannot have this choice, because I actually believe that men and women should have the choices that are available to them. I think it's unfortunate that that is one choice, but then I think they should have it.
But we had Amazons and a
lot,
yes, indeed, of women fighting in the past. So you told me too an interesting idea that women were educated in a soft culture.
I think generally women, if I guess in a sense that they are encouraged that their proper role in life is to, in a sense, be passive, yes. But I don't think, and I do not believe that that is the natural, what women are naturally. Yes, I think they are cultured to be passive and to take a secondary place in the public life and that their place is in the home. But of course, I don't believe that is appropriate for women. No, that is not their natural place.
It's not a natural place.
No, I don't believe that it is, no.
Merci Adriane, merci Judith.
Merci à vous.
Vous pourrez trouver sur notre site la trace de publication de Judith Cardam à propos de la guerre et de la situation des civils, notamment un très bel article publié au Netherlands International Law Review en 2005 sur The Neglected Aspect of Women in Armed Conflict. It's very interesting. Thank you. Au revoir. Merci.
Au revoir, François.